Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Pat. How you doing?
I'm well, thanks.
Good.
Since we last talked, we've had the Toronto Film Festival, and you had a very interesting time in another city. Why don't you tell us what happened?
Oh, yeah. Well, each year there's the film commissioners from around the world. Actually, 300 film commissioners from 45 different countries. We all get together at a thing called Cineposium and share ideas and chit-chat back and forth and talk about what's happening in our respective regions around the world, really. And so that was in Atlanta this year. So we spent some days down there talking to my colleagues from London and Paris and around the world, but also here around the United States as well. It's quite a big business now. You know, there's incentives almost everywhere. You know, there's a lot of movies that shoot overseas that we in America here lose to, you know, places like the Czech Republic. And, you know, it's just so much more inexpensive to shoot there.
But while you were there, you received an award and you had an interesting meeting.
I received the sort of designation of a certified film commissioner, which is, you know, it's kind of a nice thing, I guess, but it's sort of rare. It's happened, I think, maybe 20 times in the period of AFCI, the Association of Film Commissioners International, in their history. But it's, luckily I was inducted into their certified film commissioner program with, a number of my colleagues, four or five of my colleagues from around the world. So it was kind of fun.
Okay.
And then down there, I ran into Senator Chris Dodd and had a scheduled meeting with him. You know, he's the head of the Motion Picture Association of America. And he was up here last summer when Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles was shooting on the 33, and he was just blown away by that. So he took my meeting down in Atlanta, and we talked over and over again about Western New York and upstate New York and just how important this region has become to some of the big studios. So, of course, the MPAA is familiar with, so worked out good.
But he talked about Buffalo as reaching a certain kind of a benchmark because of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles that put the city and the region in a new light in the eyes of Hollywood producers?
Well, totally. You know, what they realized, I think all the big studios realized, is that we have the infrastructure here. We have the hotel rooms. We have all of the crew that's needed. And also we have the sort of willingness to shut down big highways like we did, and that sort of film-friendly attitude that you don't really find in too many cities anymore. And you add that all up and you get a really good sum total. So, yeah, he was very, very encouraging about the future of studio pictures here.
And then I understand you headed off to L.A., where you made another pitch to the Motion Picture Association in person in Los Angeles in front of these producers.
I did. Yeah, I went with Gigi Simone, the New York State Film Commissioner, and Rhoda Glickman, who is also a very important part of the governor's office. And we talked about the New York State as a shooting location to all the major studios. And it was hosted by the MPAA at their Sherman Oaks offices. Quite honestly, it was a great experience. It was a privilege to be in a room with Rhoda and Gigi and all the high-powered executives from the studios. And it was really an important message to deliver that Buffalo is, and Western New York in particular, is open and ready and willing to do big studio movies, and we've got the experience to do that.
Sounds like the kind of work that a certified film commissioner will do.
Hey, it's all in a day's work, right?
Well, congratulations, Tim.
Thank you very much.
You're doing a good job here. My guest is Tim Clark, the head of the Buffalo Niagara Film Commission and certified film commissioner as of last week. And I am Pat Feldball, and you are listening to Press Pass on WBFO.